If there's one thing that's characteristic of the labor movement, it is that we never forget our heroes, we don't lose track of them, and they continue to teach us through their songs and through their lives, through the things that they said. Over in the little town of Galway, Sweden, there a man was born, a working class family. He learned to speak English working on the freighters going between his native Sweden and England. And then before the turn of the century, he joined his brother and they migrated to the United States like so many others. He worked as a dock hand, as a machinist, as a harvest stiff, all the way across the country to San Pedro, California. In Sweden, his name was Joel Emanuel Hegeland. In this country, he shortened that to Joseph Hillstrom. And then finally, his fellow workers turned it into Joe Hill. And Joe Hill, well, he was executed November 19th, 1915 in the state of Utah, where I'm from, for writing songs. He wrote songs to help people to define their problems and hopefully help them to define their solutions. Cost him his life, and we're still here, so we owe him something, you know. So we sing about him. Joe wrote to, when he was in prison in Utah, he wrote to Big Bill Haywood, the Secretary Treasurer of the Industrial Workers of the World. He said, "Dear Bill, I die like a true rebel. Don't mourn for me, but organize." Then he said, "Bill, I want you to promise me that if they kill me, that you take my body over the border into Wyoming, because I don't want to get caught dead in Utah." Being from Utah, I know there's lots of us to feel that way. Some people say that Joe Hill's last true and authentic words, reporters anyway, say the last thing they ever heard come out of his mouth was the words, "Ready, aim, fire," as he delivered the order for his execution to the firing squad. The night before his execution, he passed a small note out through the bars of his prison cell there at the old Sugar House prison. And that was his last will. "My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body? Ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let some merry breezes blow them to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would take root and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you, Joe Hill."